So what specific, initiatives is your group taking to promote ethics abroad to UBC students?
Well, we have four essential goals to the project. The first one is an awareness-raising campaign involved in which we'll be running what's called a dialogue series. One will be happening in September, one in October, and one in November. The second objective will be, as Kendra mentioned, a series of capacity-building workshops, which we'll be constructing in collaboration with Go Global. The third part will be taken sort of from the first two goals, which will be a web-based guidebook, which will be sort of a compilation of all the things that we've collected, all of the evidence that we've gathered for some of these ethical transgressions. And then the fourth piece is an undergraduate course, that mandatory curriculum material that Kendra mentioned as well, so that we can really ground this in people's academic work rather than just in their kind of extracurricular stuff.
And we're also, too, we have an awareness campaign that we've just kicked off, and our slogan is Ethicize. And that in and of itself is alluding to what Matt just said, is that we want students to ethicize when they're in class, when they're out of class, just as people learn to be ethical thinkers and beers and doers. And so we have a lot of posters up and around. We've got a window card campaign for faculty, staff, and AMS clubs or organizations to put in their window to say that they support the ethical endeavors of our project. And I'm just going to read something from our principal investigator, just about the overarching goals and what this project hopes to achieve. So the EASEL project is a UBC Teaching and Learning Enhancement Fund initiative, and it was developed by Dr. Shafiq Duramzi. He's from the Faculty of Medicine in the Department of Family Practice. And the whole project aims to establish a sustainable platform and a community of practice for ethical approaches to international service learning. So the fact that this awareness campaign is out there is a first stage in building that community of practice. And we really hope to bring together the experience and insights of UBC students and faculty, as well as collaborators in partner countries, to move towards creating sustainable, supportive, and ethical practices for students and for projects for international service learning. And the goal is to ensure that ethical considerations have a permanent place, and that is where the curriculum comes in, that this is not something that we want to see as transient. It's something we want to stay around and a permanent place in the culture at UBC. And Dr. Duramzi believes that this can be achieved by engaging students from across the campus to play a key leadership role in the area. And we're hoping that this project will continue based on students that are involved in the dialogue series this year, sort of picking it up and running with it for next year.
So if people are intrigued by the idea of a student-directed seminar on this topic or otherwise want to get involved, how can they do that?
This project is run it doesn't have a big budget, and we're run definitely on enthusiasm and volunteer hours. And so we have a very small core staff, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And there are a lot of really cool things that can happen if enough people sort of get involved in the project. And what I really want to put out there is that we need volunteers and movements like this, because they are bottom up and because this is a participatory way of changing the culture at UBC. All of that will depend on how many people show up to meetings, how many people show up to the dialogue series, and how many people are willing to put in 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there to help the project get along. So if you are at all interested in participating or in volunteering, we have offices at the Center for International Health, and that's in the Library Processing Center on the fourth floor. My office is 427, and Matt is usually in there, and he's going to be getting a new office soon. And then we've got a great blog that's out there, and it's blogs.ubc.ca/ethicsofisl, all one word. And everyone out there is more than welcome to send in submissions to us, and we'll try to put them up on the blog and look at. We've got our team outlined on there. We've got just an outline about our project, and if you are at all interested in volunteering or want some more information, we'd be more than happy to send it out. And our email address is ethicsofisl@gmail.com. So drop us a line if you're interested in getting involved. And our project is running as of now until April. And we're going to be applying for more funding and trying to keep it going. But without the people who are willing to perpetuate the effort and join the community of practice, that might be a little harder. So please come out and come to our events and check us out, check out the blog.